Caltech man, but it was a Caltech in Avarance. It was bigger. That was the one that was the biggest one, I think. That's right after they broke out of St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And they were pushing, trying to get back. I can remember it was August, hot as hell.
Yeah.
Hot as hell. And we had a Jewish brewer. We had three Jewish brewers in that company. Friedman, Margolski, and Lewis. And Aki Friedman, he was a funny guy out of St. Paul, Minnesota. And he dove in a hole head first, and a piece of flak
right.
of our own anti-aircraft guns come down. It hit him in the ass.
Right.
And he hollered and come out, and he said, "God damn, I'm hit. And somebody rubbed up and said, "God damn, I hit your stand left, you fucking Jews."
I'm that guy who told him that. I'm the one who told him that, yeah.
I know somebody said it, but all hell was breaking loose. I told him, I said,
"Fleetman, I said, you call these German dumb," and I said, "Look, they're out of a whole goddamn company here. They pick out one Jew and they hit you."
Because he's dead and gone, rest his soul. He's gone. Yes, he just died last year. But he never made a reunion.
No. And I hunted one time we were in Minnesota. We were coming back from northern Minnesota hunting mushrooms or fishing or some damn thing. And I stopped in Minneapolis.
That's where he was from, huh?
And I spent 3 hours there trying to find him. I'd call and call and call, and I knew how to get numbers and this and that. Never did I locate him. Man, I wanted to find him.
Yeah. Well, when I became president of the company a few years back, first thing we did, Mary wrote to him, you know. And I didn't call him. I said, "Aki." I always called him Aki. Mm-hmm. Aki. Aki, since you probably don't remember me, but calling him Aki, I figured he'd remember that more than me, because nobody else called him Aki but Ish. But I never heard from him. Never heard from the guy.
He told me that his folks own a nightclub. And when he left to come to service, he told me that in the back corner of the nightclub, there was a table back there for four. And they roped it off. His parents roped that off. And nobody was to sit at that table until he came home.
Well, he did make it home. He was all right, though. Christ, could he handle a deck of cards?
Oh.
He could stack a deck on you quicker than look at you. Oh. He could really stack a deck of cards.
Yeah, not to you.
He was a slicker.